Is the family dog more than just a beloved member of the family? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Megan Mueller, research assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Tufts University, explores the deeper benefits of pet ownership.
Do you have a pet? Did you have a pet as a child? If you were like 70% of Americans, you probably answered yes to one of those questions. Furthermore, many people report that they consider their companion animals to be family members. In fact, research on human-animal relationships has demonstrated that we often turn to our animals in times of emotional distress as a source of comfort and psychological support. Kids, in particular, lean on their animals as non-judgmental social companions. There are over 2 million children in the United States who are part of a military family. Military-connected youth experience higher-than-average rates of frequent residential moves and stress associated with changing schools and peer groups, as well as anxiety about their service member parents. However, many of these youth also have excellent support networks in their families, schools, and communities. Identifying these sources of strength is important in promoting well-being for youth in military families. In a recent study, we looked at whether having a pet may be one source of resilience for these youth. In fact, we found that for youth with a currently deployed parent, having a strong attachment to a pet was associated with having more adaptive coping skills. In other words, it may be that positive relationships with companion animals may be beneficial, particularly during times of stress, such as coping with the deployment of a parent. Our scientific understanding of human-animal relationships is constantly evolving as we develop more nuanced ways of measuring these relationships. As the field expands, we are learning more about how the fascinating and complex relationships that humans have with their non-human companions and how these interactions can affect both human and animal health and well-being.
That was Megan Mueller of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.